KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 8 o'clock, we have cloudy skies, 48 degrees. We look forward to be partly cloudy here today, a high of 64. Good morning. I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you by ASI Audiology and Hearing Instruments in Atlantic. Glenwood Municipal Utilities officials announced Thursday afternoon that they are lifting the conserve water advisory for their customers in order to speed up the process of turning over the water in the system and returning to normal treatment process. However, the boil order is still in place until further notice. Officials say users may now do household chores using water once again, such as laundry, showers, car washing, anything else not meant for consumption. The hydrants will also be flushed in order to help the process. Additional information will be released once more advancements have been completed on the Glenwood water system process. Well, the Federal Emergency Management Agency has officially opened, as of this hour, a disaster recovery office in Mills County. William Lindsay Jr. with the FEMA External Affairs told KJAN News yesterday the office will be open from 8 a.m. to 6 p.m. Monday through Saturday, beginning today, and 1 to 5 p.m. on Sunday. The services will be tied in with Business Recovery Center that opened in Glenwood on Wednesday for the flood rebuilding and recovery.
At FEMA, we're the mothership for all disaster recovery operations in the United States. So FEMA offers grants while Small Business Administration provides low interest loans. And what we want is for anyone who has been affected, their homes have been affected, to register with FEMA, because Mills County is one of the declared counties. So you can register with FEMA by calling 1-800-621-3362.
You can also register online at disasterassistance.gov.
This particular time, we want anyone who's had any damages or losses to register with FEMA and look into our programs that offer them the recovery resources.
Recovery specialists from FEMA and the U.S. Small Business Administration, other state and federal agencies will provide you with information on available services, explain assistance programs, and help survivors complete or check the status of their applications at the center, which is located at 111 Lacey Street in Glenwood. Another disaster recovery center is already open in Sydney at the Fremont County Emergency Management Office, which is open the same hours as the Glenwood Center. Iowa homeowners, renters, and business owners in Fremont, Harrison, Mills, Monona, and Woodbury counties, which were included in the major disaster declaration for individual assistance, may apply for assistance for uninsured and underinsured damages and losses due to severe storms and flooding from March 12th and continuing. You can learn more under the same story on the news page at KJAN.com. Well, there are very few quick fixes related to the flood-related damaged roads in southwest Iowa, according to the Iowa Department of Transportation. An updated map is now available under the same story on our news page at KJAN.com and also at floods2019.iowa.gov. They detail where the Iowa DOT and its partners are currently are in the process of assessing and repairing damage to Interstates 29 and 680, U.S. Highway 34, and Iowa Highway 2. As officials continue to assess the damage and work on recovery, consideration is given to the impacts of the future flooding potential. The Iowa DOT says it is working closely with the Army Corps of Engineers to safely restore mobility, not only for today, but also to meet future needs. Iowa Senator Joni Ernst says she plans to hold a field hearing for her Environment and Public Works Committee on how the U.S. Corps of Engineers handles the mismanagement of, or the management, I should say, of water on the Missouri River. Ernst, who is a retired National Guard soldier, said she worked some flood duty in the Guard, and what has happened in southwest Iowa is the worst she has seen.
I have spoken to the Corps about this. I understand that their job is very difficult in juggling all of the different all the different priorities from up and down the Missouri River. But you know what? Human life and livelihoods needs to come first.
Ernst, a Republican from Red Oak, says they need to review the way the water is released by the Corps.
These structures further upstream, most of them were built for flood control. They're not being used for flood control. They're being used for hydropower. They're being used for recreation. We need to make sure we are managing the river properly.
Ernst says a hearing will be held sometime later this month.
There is information that we need to do a deep dive into, find out how the Corps is managing these various priorities from different jurisdictions, and how can we do better.
Iowa's governor and the governors of Nebraska and Missouri met with Army Corps officials Wednesday afternoon in Council Bluffs and said they talked about the same things. The governors plan to meet with the Corps again in 3 weeks. Ernst made her comments in her weekly Committee conference call yesterday with reporters. Iowa Senator Joni Ernst says also that she's working with fellow Republican Senator Chuck Grassley to address one specific issue facing farmers hard hit by flooding.
One of the major concerns I am hearing from farmers throughout the state is about the losses they are incurring from stored grain that's gone to ruin.
She says their proposal is to give farmers some compensation for that damaged grain.
We are moving forward on an amendment that would extend coverage from the USDA's disaster programs to include stored grain. Right now, the USDA's disaster relief program covers lost crops that are in the ground.
Ernst says she is also working on some tax help for Iowa and Nebraskans in the counties declared major federal disaster areas.
Some of these benefits would include waiving penalties so folks can withdraw from their IRA and providing incentives for employers to keep their workers on the payroll during these tough times.
Elsewhere in the news, the Shelby County Board of Supervisors Chair and County Engineer Brandon Burmeister yesterday reactivated a 10-ton secondary granular road embargo. That means that all granular surface roads, such as gravel roads within Shelby County, are embargoed to 10-ton vehicles and loads until further notice. Shelby County Engineer Brandon Burmeister says the uncharacteristically wet weather pattern has prompted that embargo. Well, the Creston Police Department reports today there were two arrests on Thursday. At around 11 a.m., 33-year-old John Van Scoy of Orient was arrested in Creston for driving while barred. He was later released on a $1,000 bond. At around 4:15 p.m. Thursday, 42-year-old Joel Gross of Creston was cited for trespass. He was released at the scene on his own recognizance. And at around 9:40 last night, 29-year-old Anthony Short II of Creston was arrested on a Union County warrant for failure to appear in court on an original charge of driving while suspended. Short was being held in the Union County Jail on a $300 bond. Sheriff's officials in Adams County on Wednesday said that at around 3 p.m. Tuesday, Ashley Nicole Foster of Creston appeared at the Adams County Jail to serve a 24-hour jail sentence from Union County. But once inside the jail, Foster was found to be in possession of prescription drugs, which were concealed on her. She was subsequently charged with a felony possession of contraband, unlawful possession of prescription drugs, and possession of a controlled substance first offense. On March 31st, Adams County deputies were dispatched at around 7:50 p.m. to a residence in the 400 block of Loomis Avenue. And upon further investigation, Michael Simpson was placed under arrest for domestic assault. On March 27th, Adams County's deputies were called around 5:40 p.m. to a location in the 1500 block of Benton Avenue for domestic disturbance. And upon further investigation, Rosalia Stalker was placed under arrest for domestic assault. Once in the jail, Stalker became combative with the deputies. She was subsequently charged with interference with official acts and assault on a peace officer. That same day, March 27th, Adams County deputies arrested Dusty Bebout on an Adams County warrant for theft in the second degree. The charge was the result of an investigation that followed a traffic stop originally conducted in December of 2018, during which Bebout was found to be in possession of a vehicle reported stolen from the city of Clarinda. And on March 26th, deputies in Adams County arrested Jackie Marler for fraudulent use of registration. Marler admitted to deputies that he took the license plates off of someone else's truck and put them on his truck. The news was brought to you by ASI, Audiology and Hearing Instruments at 601 Poplar in Atlantic. Call 243-5796. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.